You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. Signs. Don't punish me, sister, with brutality. Sister, talk to me, sister, so you can see.
Job, my friend. Money is tighter than it's ever. just don't understand what's going on across this land. Oh,
what's happening, brother?
Yeah. What's happening? What's happening, my man? Are they still getting down where we used to go and dance? Will our ball club win the pennant? Do you think they have a chance? And tell me, friend, how in the world have you been? Tell me what's up. I wanna know what's in. What's the deal, man? What's happening? What's happening, brother? What's happening? Been shaking up and down the line. I don't know, cause I'm slightly behind the time.
Expanding two decades of business, entertainment, and government. It's Business This Week with Saul Mejia. Now, from the studios of Radio Zolan, KROJ 101.5. Here is your host, Saul Mejia.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to your show, Business This Week. Today, we're going to be celebrating National Record Store Day. It's a day to celebrate small record shops all around the city and all around the country. And we want to say thank you to those small shops and let them know that we appreciate them and we enjoy them. And I've personally been blessed to buy thousands and thousands of albums. I used to shop a lot from Tower Records. I used to shop a lot at the Music Warehouse. More recently, I used to shop at Amoeba, which now is actually moving and it's close to the COVID-19, so that's pretty sad. But I also been behind the counter. I used to work at Blockbuster Music. I used to work for the Warehouse. I used to work for the Latin Music Warehouse, and I used to work for Ritmo Latino. So I used to work in quite a bit of shops back in those days. I used to work in quite a bit of the music stores. And I used to buy a lot, and my family used to complain about the fact that I used to buy too much music. But nowadays, I'm pretty sure they're happy. Anyhow, some of that music that you hear, it's actually from my collection. It's actually from those albums that I bought back then. Today, to celebrate this holiday, we're going to be playing some vinyl. Yes, I know. Some of you are going to be complaining. You're going to say, what? Those with the scratches? No? Yeah, that's what we're going to be playing today. And I assure you, you're not going to really tell the difference unless you're an audiophile just like me. But any other than that, today we are supposed to have quite an interesting show. But besides the entertainment, of course, you guys know we are a business show. And today we have on the line Mr. Roberto Martinez from Google. He's a digital coach from Google. And he will be talking to us today about the free and low-cost services, products, and tools that they offer at Google for the small businesses. I think it'll be a very interesting and very important show for you guys, especially if you're a small business owner. So, when we get back, we'll have Roberto Martinez on the line, and don't miss it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolan, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Just how much I love you.
So what advice would you give to people just starting out?
I would say do not wait for a perfect moment. You have so many tools at your fingertips. Just go for it.
My dad had to close the doors of the family bakery, and I wanted to rebuild that business. But in order to make this thing last, I had to learn about some of the things my dad didn't have.
Our kids bought us a quilt machine and asked me if I wanted to do tutorials, and I was like, sure, honey, what's a tutorial?
Now we're 300,000 subscribers.
I have some experience in computers, but what I needed was a direction.
I took a class that taught me the basics of how to get the business online. That was where I started reimagining myself. I'm an entrepreneur. I could do this.
Whether you're a teacher, a business owner, or just want to take the next step in your career, you can find free tools and training to grow your skills at google.com/grow.
Hey, welcome back. And today, my guest is a digital coach for Google. He will be talking to us about some of the tools that Google offers for free for the small business and some of the low-cost tools that you also can buy. Anyhow, I will let him introduce himself, and without further ado, welcome.
Hello, my name is Roberto Martinez. I want to say hi to the San Fernando Valley. I love you guys. I'm your neighbor, so I'm here to help. I look forward to working with you guys.
Welcome, Mr. Martinez. And before we even begin, please take a couple of minutes. I would like you to talk to us about how you end up working for such an amazing company, which is Google. And, you know, it's not like you woke up one morning and you magically became part of the team. So I know it takes probably a little bit of work, and you got to have some kind of background. You got to have some expertise for them to actually be able to hire you. So we're very proud of you. And I would like you to share with our audience a little bit about your background and how you end up working for such an amazing company.
Great question. I ended up in this career because I have a passion with helping Latino and diverse small businesses. My parents were small business owners, my aunts. And so I grew up seeing how hard it is to really get a company up and running. I decided to dedicate my life to serving my community in political or in business. I started off working in government for the first, I would say, 5 to 7 years of my career. Then I pivoted to business. So I started off working for the State Department and then the Canadian State Department, doing economic reporting and political reporting. Then I got my MBA. I realized I needed to do a career switch and help out more of a big business. And it didn't really sit well. So I worked in New York, New Jersey area with a pretty big pharmaceutical company, great space, great people, but it wasn't really fulfilling. So I came back to Los Angeles and I started working for startup companies and mom and pop shops. I decided to launch a marketing agency. And soon thereafter, I was presenting at a conference / leadership development program in Stanford Business School called Stanford Latino Entrepreneurship Initiative. And yeah, it was great. And so it was great. I mean, if there are any Latino entrepreneurs right now that are listening, I highly suggest you apply to the LBAM program. It's called LBAN, Latino Business Action Network. They're the ones that run the program. And they sent you up to San Francisco and you train and take online classes and meet other inspirational Latino leaders that help you understand how to grow your company, how to grow your business. It's from across the United States and Puerto Rico, so it's fantastic. It's a really great program. And in that program, there was a Google representative that saw my mission and vision with my agency. I have a marketing agency, and they said, we love your mission. You want to help out diverse small businesses with digital tools and bridge the digital divide. Would you like to work with us to do that nationally? And I jumped on the opportunity. So that program is called the Google Digital Coaches Program.
That's pretty awesome. We're going to pause you right there for a minute, and that will be to play our next song. But before we go to that song, I'm going to make a comment. One of my former colleagues and someone that I know who was many years on the radio, he told me, so, well, do you know what it's like to actually be a radio DJ, a radio host? You know, back in those days, actually, they used to play all the time records on the radio. And so they had to be able to talk and at the same time be able to drop the needle on that record just right where the song begins. That's when you know you really are you know, a radio DJ. So likely nowadays we don't have to do any of that, but I thought that was quite interesting, and that makes sense actually. You know, not many people actually get to do that. So we're gonna play one more song, and when we come back, we're gonna have again Mr. Roberto Martinez telling us about the free services that Google can offer for the small businesses. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
When it feels like the world is on your shoulders and all of the madness has got you going crazy, it's time to get out, step out into the street. We're all starting under the street lights, the scene is being set. A night for romance, a night you won't forget. So come join the fun, this ain't no time to be staying on. Ooh, there's too much going on. Oh, tonight is gonna be a night like you've never known. We're gonna have a good time the whole night long. Oh, feel the beat of the rhythm of the night.
Tell us, Mr. Martinez, what are some of the free tools that Google can offer right now to small businesses?
Great question. There's a lot of different Google tools available to you for completely free of charge. The main one that I would love to promote is Google My Business. It doesn't cost you a dime to set up. It costs you 5 minutes of your day to go in there, go to Google My Business, and set up your own Google account. It allows you to be found on the largest search engine in the world, which is the Google search bar. The moment someone types in your company name, your company pops up on the Google search engine, and it allows people to drive sales to your website if you have a website. If you don't have a website, Google My Business gives you one free microsite at no cost. It's an amazing tool. It doesn't cost anything. It could be in English. It could be Spanish. It doesn't matter if you're a product or a service. It still works for you. Let's say you don't even have a location. Not a problem. You could hide the address of your location. Some of us work from home. Most of us now are working from home, and we don't have a fixed location. You could hide your address, and you could just tell Google, I want my Google location to show up in this radius or in this city or in these sets of cities or in this, you know, it's called geolocation, in these 25, 40 mile radiuses. It's up to you what you choose to have your service area. And that way, anyone typing in a product or service that you're selling might see your company.
And what are some of the paid tools that right now Google can offer to the small business?
Right. So Google My Business is one of the free tools that we offer. We also have Google Paid Ads that allows you to drive traffic to your website. So the first idea here is, it used to be that you would have to have a brick and mortar, an actual fixed location to have people come into your store and buy. Now we have websites. We allow you to create a website online, and then how do you promote your company? How do you promote and advertise your company? Google has a tool called Google Ads that allows you to run what are called display and search ads. Search ad is anytime anyone's using the Google search engine, they type in a product or service, you have an ad that will trigger once someone types in that keyword and key service, it pops up your ad, and the person sees that ad, clicks on it, and it goes to your website. The display network are images, or we call banner ads. So when you go to a website, you see all those little images on the side and the top of the website. You click on those little images, and it sends you to the website. That's Google Ads. All of this you can learn by yourself by going to different tools that Google has online. One of the tools is called the Google Academy. So there's the Google Academy for Google Analytics and the Google Paid Academy for Google Ads. I also train prospective entrepreneurs for free. I'm what's called the Google Digital Coach. If you type in Google Digital Coach LA, I pop up. You'll see my face, what I call my mugshot. You register, it's completely free, and I run different types of workshops. Next month in September, I'm going to have 4 different workshops in English and in Spanish with some amazing speakers to discuss different tools and services. We're going to talk about YouTube. We're going to talk about Google My Business. We're going to talk about Google Search in Spanish because it's Hispanic Heritage Month. So we're going to have Melissa Martinez, that's a news anchor, a Colombian, very passionate entrepreneur, news anchor, and personality. Has been in amazing movies, and she just has a passion for social media. We're going to talk about YouTube. We're going to have Rocio Flores from USC. She runs a program for USC's Civic Engagement Center, and what she does really well is community building. So we're going to talk about how to be part of your community, how to grow within your community, and how to use Google Search and Google My Business to grow your online presence and drive sales. And we're working with the LA Chamber to do the same. So all these services are free. It helps you get to the next level. It helps you understand that you're not alone. We even provide one-on-one technical assistance training. Google will give you a free one-on-one technical assistance coach for Google Ads, for Google My Business, for Google Analytics, and for other Google services like G Suite. G Suite is our enterprise platform. So think about it like an email. Think about Google Drive, where you can host all the content that you want online on the cloud. Those are services that we provide. If you want additional assistance, you could set it up for free at no cost to you to talk to a Google representative, what we call a Googler, at no cost. This all helps you get started.
Wow, that's a lot. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. We're going to play one more song for you guys. And as soon as we get back, we'll hear more from Mr. Roberto Martinez, who's on the line from Google. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
I should be saying goodnight. I really shouldn't stay anymore. It's been so long since I've held you. Forgotten what love is for. I'm
back. And the next question I got for you, Mr. Martinez, is that, well, we have a bunch of, you know, seniors. We have a lot of older people who are not very tech savvy, that they don't know much about how to use their computers. Is there a 1-800 number that they can call, or is there a way that they can contact for all of those who are not very tech savvy? Is there a 1-800 number they can call?
Great question. Right now, we don't have a 1-800 number that you could call unless you have an account. So what the first thing we recommend is everyone has an email account, create a Google email account that gives you access to all the Google tools and services at no cost that I'm mentioning right now. And we do have 1-800 numbers for individual programs and individual services. So if you want to set up your Google My Business, you have to have a Gmail account, and then you can contact the Google's 1-800 number. So it just depends what service or product you want more assistance with. And then I'll give you my email address at Google. It's Roberto Mar, R-O-B-E-R-T-O-M-A-R, @google.com. If you have any questions about how to use these tools, what my latest trainings are, feel free to shoot me an email. I respond within 48 hours. Again, completely free. This service is completely free because we want to help out as many entrepreneurs, regardless of where you're at, to get your company up and running. And if you have your company, to take your company to the next level.
And how important would you say is nowadays to actually have a YouTube account for your business? A lot of people don't realize, but I truly believe that YouTube is a great tool, but some of the people are still not sure. So I want them to hear it from you. I want them to understand the importance of having a YouTube account, you know, to promote your business.
So I love this question. People ask me all the time. We all love TV, or we all love video streaming sites now more than ever. There's a statistic going around that 8 out of 10 customers are going to start looking for the products and services on videos as opposed to search or as opposed to social. So if you're a business, you have your phone already, right? You could videotape yourself. You could create amazing videos, and you could use free platforms like YouTube, like Instagram, to upload your videos. That is going to help you stand out from your competition. And by having those videos uploaded to YouTube, it's going to have your message, your product, your service online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they'll help you tell your story, which is extremely important. We started off with talking about, you know, what is our story? Why are we here? Why are we helping our community? Telling your story in video format is very powerful, and people connect and relate to you. One thing is hearing you, one thing is seeing you, and it's just a powerful platform. So I would highly, highly, highly recommend that everyone monster YouTube channel. We actually have a training coming up next week, September 3rd of this year, completely free to learn how to set up your YouTube channel at no cost. It's going to be in Spanish. So we will run an English version of it, but this one's going to be in Spanish. If you're interested, reach out to me, reach out to Sal, and we'll get you registered for that event.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Martinez, and thank you so much, Google, for everything that you have to offer to our small business. And the next thing I wanted to ask you is, what is it that we as community can do for Google? We understand it's a multi-million company that is such a large company. Sometimes we don't know what to do for Google, but I truly believe that our community should be a give and take, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours type of deal. So I truly believe that we as community should be able to do something back for some of the companies that are doing something for our small business. So, Mr. Martinez, what can we do for Google?
Yeah, so one of the things that we're realizing is that we need to hear back from you guys. We need to learn from you guys. So because of Hispanic Heritage Month, if you want your story to get out there, reach out to me. We're partnering with different amazing partners, the LA Times, Univision, to tell your story. So if you've used Google tools or Google services and you want to kind of raise your hand and say, hey, it's not as hard as you might think it is, or it's not as complex as it really is. It's actually the hardest part is getting started. We want to hear from you. So from my standpoint, we want to make you guys the champions, the messengers of how easy it is to grow your company. Again, reach out to me if you have used Google tools and services in English or in Spanish, regardless of what it is, and tell us your story. Because as much as we create the content and we create the video trainings and we create the webinars, and Sal and I are talking about how to empower the community, it's a two-way street, and we want to hear back from you. We want to understand what we could do to help you, what we could do to make things better and easier for you to grow your company. So any feedback is valuable. Any feedback is important. Please, please, please reach out to me in any shape, way, or form you can. Again, my email address is robertomar@google.com. I look forward to hearing from you guys. And yeah, let's get started. First thing we want to do is set up our Google My Business account. Second thing we want to do is set up our YouTube account, make sure we have a website. And then once we have those things set up, start advertising online using Google Ads. If you're interested, and for those of us who have not used Google Ads, I will give you guys $150 of free Google Ad credit at no charge.
Did you say $150? Well, that does it. Shoot, I'm about to start advertising. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Martinez, for being here today with us. We truly appreciate your knowledge, and I truly appreciate it. I personally had the opportunity to meet you, you know, a few years back, and I've seen the work that you've done in the community. You know, you're always ready to support nonprofits. You're always ready to support the community, and we definitely need leaders like you. I love the passion. I love the energy and everything that you put, you know, and you're always willing to help, you know, the small business and your neighbors. So we truly appreciate it for everything that you do for our community. You're not the average, you know, normal, big-headed corporate guy. I think you're an amazing human being, and I think you're a great person, and you make us very proud, and we're very happy and very proud to have you as our representative. Please do tell Google, and I hope they listen to this, you know, and they hear, you know, how much we appreciate your work and everything that you've done for our community.
Thank you for the amazing work that you're doing. I really do appreciate all your, what you do to your community, and how you're a frontliner, and you're right there, and you're very visible, and you're unapologetically, you know, there to help. I think we need more Latinos that have your resilience. It's inspiring from my side, because I know sometimes we kind of, we don't want to offend, we don't want to push, and you're like, no, we're going to do this, we're going to help our people out. We're not going to be apologetic about that. So it's inspiring, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Wow. Thank you. That truly, truly means the world to me. And that's the reason why we do it. That's the reason why we work with our communities, is because we want to inspire others, and we want to make sure that everybody, you know, it's part of everything, you know, so that they can have benefits, so they can feel proud to be part of our community. You're definitely part of that too as well. And it takes a village. So thank you so much for your work as well.
Keep going, brother.
Well, that concludes our interview with Mr. Roberto Martinez. Thank you so much for being here with us. We look forward to hear from you back again. We're definitely going to bring you back to our show in the future. And we're definitely going to have probably a Spanish version for some of the other shows we have on the radio station. So with that, we go to the next song. Thank you, and we'll see you soon.
All right, brother. Appreciate you. Que descanses un poco,
All right, Roberto, thank you so much, and I'll be getting back to you regarding the promotion we will be having pretty soon.
Yeah, let me know.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Next week, we're going to have Sal Rodriguez. Salvador Rodriguez is the drummer for War the Band. The guys who sing such hits as Low Rider, The Cisco Kid, Summer, and so many others. So don't miss it. I assure you, you will love it, and you'll be more than happy to hear the story, the inspirational story he's got about his career and how he managed to end up beating one of the most popular bands in the perhaps the entire United States. Anyhow, also, if you subscribe to our YouTube channel now and send us a message, just let us know that you just subscribed to our YouTube channel, and we'll be raffling a Google Home Mini. That's what it's called. Yeah, a Google Home Mini. And we're going to subscribe you for a raffle, and hopefully you'll be taking home a Google Home Mini for your entertainment. And until next week, we look forward to see you and continue to enjoy the music. We're going to still play some of the old records for you here today. Have a wonderful day, and we look forward to next week.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM. We'll be right back. You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
I can wait another day until I call you. You've only got my heart on a string and everything a flutter. But another lonely night might take forever. We've only got each other to blame. It's all the same to me, love, 'cause I know what I feel to be right. No more lonely nights. No more lonely nights. You're my guiding light. Day or night, I'm always there. May I never miss the thrill. A couple of years.
tears to laughter, I will do what I feel to be right. No more lonely nights, never be another. No more lonely nights. You're my guiding light. Day or night, I'm always there. And I won't go away until you tell.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
I never believed in things that I couldn't see. I said, if I can't feel it, then how could it be? No, no magic could happen to me. And then I saw you. What's it all about? Now I know there can be no doubt. You can do magic. You can have anything that you desire. Magic. And you know you're the one who can put out the fire. You know darn well when you cast your spell. Try.
Heart of the Valley, Panorama City, with over 20,000 businesses, is the place to live, shop, and work. Panorama City Chamber of Commerce, promoting and protecting the interests of businesses in our community. Join us for more information. Visit panoramachamber.com.
Have pests taken over your home or business? Order pest control service online today at unbugmepestcontrol.com. We'll work within your schedule and send an experienced and licensed technician to get these pests out of your life for good. Just go to unbugmepestcontrol.com, select the pest control service you need, fill out your info, choose the best time and day that works for you, and that's it. Schedule your effective and affordable treatment online today at unbugmepestcontrol.com.
At Balboa Victory Dental, we provide different phases of dentistry. We provide crowns, bridges, root canals, dentures, gum disease treatment. We can also do braces.
Hi, I'm Dr. Manaloka. Welcome to Balboa Victory Dental.
We enjoy meeting new patients as we work together to improve their oral health. We appreciate it when patients want to play an active role in their dental experience. We offer free exam, x-rays, and consultation to all our new patients. We want to make it easy for you to come and check this out to see that this is the place for you. At Balboa Victory Dental, we provide proven and safe technological advances for our patients, such as digital low radiation x-rays and intraoral camera. Call us today to schedule your initial appointment. 818-600-8667. We are conveniently located in Encino and take most insurances, including Medi-Cal. Thank you.